والله إني لأعلم الناس بكل فتنة هي كائنة. I swear by Allah, I'm the most knowledgeable amongst the people regarding the fitan that shall happen. Hudhayfa used to say so. رضي الله عنه. فيما بيني وبين الساعة. From this time that I'm alive till the time that Allah, the last hour shall be established, I know all the fitan that will happen. How did he come about that knowledge? Was it because he was receiving wahyu? No, because wahyu was not to come to anybody and shall not come to anybody after the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So how did Hudhayfa know that? Radiyallahu anhu. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman said, وَمَا بِي إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَصَرَّ إِلَيَّ فِي ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا لَا يُحَدِّثُهُ غَيْرِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أَصَرَّ إِلَيَّ. He secretly told me a lot of things regarding fitan. لَا يُحَدِّثُهُ غَيْرِ. He will not tell anybody about things like that. He will tell me alone. So I am the one who knew about fitan. So that was why when there is fitna, people rush to him to ask, Abu Abdullah, what should we do? Abu Abdullah, how do we handle the situation? In some cases, he will say, no, if I tell you what happens, what will happen now, you will kill me. So even in that, he was still considering masalih and mafasid in what he said. We are coming back to that. Alim, Sheikh, Fadila to Sheikh. When you want to say something, think about masalih and mafasid. If I say something now, what will happen? Negatively. If I say something now, what is the advantage? So that may make you be silent and not say anything. We shall come back to that, inshallah. So Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman was the most learned amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding fitan. I know everything that shall happen because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kana yusirru ilayhi bima la yuhadithu bihi ghayrahu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to tell him secrets regarding fitan and he would not tell anybody about it. There was a reason why the Prophet started telling him that to alayhi salatu wa sallam. We will not go to that because of time. Why was it that it was Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman that the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam will tell about fitan? Why? How did Hudhayfa come about gaining that from the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam? We will not say that now. We'll come back to that inshallah some other time. But he did something and for which the Prophet drew him closer. You are a person of a big mind. Because those things were only to be said to a big mind. So he drew Hudhayfa closer and started to tell him about fitan. He also started to tell him about the specifics, who are the munafiqun. Hudhayfa knew the munafiqun in Medina. He was hearing it from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we remember Umar radiallahu anhu will go to him. Hudhayfa, did the Prophet mention me? Alayhi salam. And he will say, after you, I will not guarantee any other person. You are not munafiq. But after you, I will not guarantee any other person. So they all knew that Hudhayfa had that knowledge. And they were going to him to ask for it. They were not making hasad of Hudhayfa. If it were in our time, some people could have made hasad of him and say, Hudhayfa, he's behaving as if he knows tomorrow. He was told, لِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يُحَدِّثُهُ شَيْئًا فِي الْفِتَنِ بِمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يُحَدِّثُ بِهِ غَيْرَهُ. The Prophet was not telling anybody what he was telling Hudhayfa. He says, أَنَا وَاللَّهِ أَنَا لَأَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِالْفِتَنِ. I am the most learned of the people regarding fitan. So in the times of fitan, from the fiqh of fitan is that أن الفتن يسأل عنها. We should be asking, how do we handle the situation? إذا وجد من يحسن الكلام فيها. If we find someone who is learned regarding fitan, if we find someone who has good knowledge of the ahadith of fitan, of the explanations of the scholars of Peter, because this is a wide, vast field of knowledge that many of the students of knowledge have abandoned. Many have abandoned learning about Peter and Ashraf Sa'a. Yesterday someone called me and said he has been listening to people. He has not heard the ulama talking about Dajjal. So we hardly talk about Dajjal again. I said that is one sign Dajjal will soon come. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he said when Dajjal, expect Dajjal when you hardly hear Dajjal on the manabir on Jum'ah. On the day of Jum'ah, go around. You will hardly hear one Friday, one Imam talk about Dajjal. And the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when that has happened, you are not hearing anybody talking about him, Dajjal will come. So that was why the early Muslims, the Salaf, our Salafus Salih, they used to specially pay the teachers in the Kutab. The Kutab are the places where children learn how to read and write and memorize the Quran. They will pay the teacher specially, أَيُّلَّقَّنَ صِبِيَانَهُمُ الدَّجَّالَ, so that he will make talqeen. He will be telling the children, do you know Dajjal? The Messenger said so and so about Dajjal. So and so will happen about Dajjal. So and so will happen about Dajjal. You know, that's not his job. His job is talqeenuhul Quran. His job is to make talqeen for the children of the Quran. For instead, he'll be making talqeen of what? Dajjal. Today we forgot Dajjal. We hardly talk about him. So not just about Dajjal, Ashrafu Sa'a, the signs of the last hour, we hardly talk about them. Likewise, Al-Malahim, the fitan that shall happen in the end times, we are not talking about them again. So people are managing in that. So if we find someone who pays attention to things like this, and he knows about it very well, we know that he knows the Sunan regarding this thing, we should ask him about it. What did the Messenger say about this, alayhi salatu? How does the Salaf conduct themselves in particular situations like this? That was the last point we discussed in this book, Fiqhul Fitan, by Sheikh Sulaiman ibn Salim Allahi al-Ruhayl. The next point he said, Hafizahullah, Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayl is still alive, is from amongst the scholars of Medina. Hafizahullah. Says Al-Aslu Sani Ashar. The 12 basic points about fitan. Fitan Bashale. How do you handle it? Point number 12. He says, Min fikhil fitani anna kital al fitna yujtana. Min fikhil fitan anna kital al fitani yujtana. One of the things you would find in his approach to this book is that if he mentions a point, the next point he will mention will be connected to the last point. He will either be explaining something regarding the last point or explaining something connected to it. All the points are connected to themselves. The last time he says, Al-fitna tu tujtanab ko wa la tujtalab. General. Here he's now talking about kitab. Fighting during fitan. Don't fight. Don't join a fight. Don't join a party to fight in fitan. So two things we are talking about. The fight in itself and qital in fitan. When will fighting become qital in fitan? When will fight? We'll come back to that. Inshallah, under this point. He clarified it to Hafizahullah. When will a fight become qital in fitan that we must avoid? He explained it. And what are the forms of qital al fitan? Ulama talk about it. Inshallah, we'll come back here. But this point is connected to it. So if you are not participating in the fitna, this is general. Go specifically when people begin to kill themselves. Don't say they kill my brother, I will kill somebody. Don't do that. They kill my sister, I will kill somebody. No. I will revenge. You see now, generally don't participate in fitna. Specifically, qital al-fitan, when people begin to hurt and kill themselves, don't join it. So this, the first point is general. Al-fitnatu tujtanabu wa la tujtala. General. Kitalu al-fitan yujtanabu wa la yujtala. Kitalu al-fitan yujtanabu. It is avoided. Fighting. To kill one another in fitan must be avoided. This thing happened last week somewhere in Bayelsa. Two people were arguing over a land. One of the younger boys went to the house, according to the newspaper report, picked a knife and stabbed the elderly man at his ribs. The son of that man went to his own house, picked a machete, and finished the person who stabbed his father. You see, fitna. So that is what you see in the times of fitna. Don't participate. Kitalu al-fitna. Fighting in the times of fitna. Huge shanab. It must be avoided by the Muslim. May Allah protect us. فَكِتَالُ الْفِتَنِ يُجْتَنَبُ عِنْدَ وُقُوئِهِ. Fighting, killing one another, يُجْتَنَبُ عِنْدَ وُقُوئِهِ. It must be avoided when it begins. وَبَعْدَ وُقُوئِهِ. Even after the fight, you don't start another fight. عِنْدَ وُقُوئِهِ يُجْتَنَبُ. At the time, shortly before it happens, don't participate. During it, because ظُرُوف ظَرْفُ الزَّمَان عِنْدَ. It is shortly before and during. That's why they say, why didn't he say before? Inda, that he has used, has covered him. Inda wuku'ihi, before it happened, during it. That's why the next thing he will say is what? Wa ba'da wuku'ihi. And after it has happened, don't be a person who carries a sword to somebody else. Don't carry a sword to somebody. Don't. May Allah protect all of us. He says, وَسَوَاءٌ سَوَاءٌ فِي ذَلِكَ كِتَالُ السِّنَانِ. Whether that fitna, the fight, is the fight with weapons, sinan. Whether it is with the use of weapons or كِتَالُ lisan, or it is with the use of the tongue. After بُرَوَا فَلُونِ ha, مَبُوْيَا. You don't join. Don't join with your tongue. Don't join with your weapons. Whether the kital is kitalu aba alif, kayf al-hal. So whether it is kitalu fitani bisina, with the sword, or bil lisan, or with the tongue. We are coming back to them, the two of them. May Allah protect all of us. Yaqulu Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله said, المشروع ترك القتال في الفتنة. المشروع, what is lawful in Islam? It's what? ترك القتال في الفتنة. It's to avoid, to leave out, to abandon fighting. You don't fight. Don't be an army. Don't let them recruit you to go and fight. No. Don't join that. كما جاءت به النصوص الكثيرة المشهورة. As many of the texts, many popular texts have mentioned. The texts regarding don't join fitna. Don't fight in fitna. There are many. And we had mentioned some of them in the last class. Like the hadith of Abu Bakr. Like the hadith of Abu Huraira. Those people who are fighting in the fitna, there will be al-mashi fiha or al-sa'i fiha. There will be sa'un fiha. Sa'un. The heads, the pioneers of it, carrying a gun or carrying a knife against it. You don't be that person. May Allah protect all of us. He says, al-mashru'u tarku al-kitali fil fitnati kama ja'at bihi al-nususu al-kathiratu al-mashhura. What is lawful is that we should abandon fighting in the times of fitna. كما جاءت به النصوص الكثيرة المشهورة. As many popular texts, reports, verses and ahadith have mentioned that don't fight during the fitna. If you go to الحجرات. He says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُتَتَلُوا. What did he say? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. He didn't tell you to join any of the parties. عِنْدَمَا اقْتَتَلَا أَوْ اقْتَتَلَتْ طَائِفَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَوْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. What did he say? فَأَصْلِحُوا. He didn't say join one of the parties. Fight one of the parties. That is the meaning of don't join fitna. Don't join the fight. If you want to join the fight, you are either joining party A or party B. Don't join. Ti Muslim meji banja won gbe ban sira won won gba da sira iwo mo fa kankan nu won ma ti kankan leyin nu won. What did he say we should do? For us to make islah, reconcile between them. He did not say join one of them. This ayah now, you are understanding it from the aspects of fiqh and fiqh. How do we understand, conduct ourselves when they fiqh? When two group of Muslims are at war, what did the Messenger say alayhi salatu wasalam? When two Muslims turn to themselves, they say, fayhima, with their swords. It says, فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. They are both sinful, carrying swords against one another. So that's prohibiting carrying swords or joining either of the parties. Don't join parties. So these are the texts, the verses that Ibn Taymiyyah is referring to. Rahimahullah. He says, Al-Mashru'u al-Tarku al-Kitali fil Fitna. Kama ja'at bihi al-Nususu al-Kathira. There are many, these kinds of verses and ahadith are many. And they are well known. The second reason why you must leave fitan and fighting in it is that kama fa'alahu man fa'alahu min al-qa'idin 'an al-fitan. Kama fa'alahu man fa'alahu min al-qa'idin 'an al-fitan. And as was done by those who did it, amongst those who qa'idin 'an al-fitan, who avoided, who stuck away from fighting, that is amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. There were qa'idun amongst them, like who? Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He never joined either of the parties. Hey, I won't join. Wa in ta'ifatani min al mu'minin min al muslimin qutatan. He didn't join any of the parties. Abu Hurairah was not on any of the parties. Likewise, Abdullah ibn Umar, he was not on any of the parties. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was not on any of the parties. In Siffin or Jamal, he was not there. So avoid joining fitan. Avoid. But he says, Rahimahullah, kama fa'alahu man fa'alahu min al-qa'idina al-kitab. That is clear now. Who? لإخبار النبي sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Those who avoided the fitan amongst the companions, radiyallahu anhum, they were following the information of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That what? Anna tarka al-kitali fil fitnati khayr. The instruction of the Messenger they were following is that what? Anna tarka al-kitali fil fitnati khayrun. That the best thing is to avoid fighting during the times of fitna. So they avoided it. People like Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman also avoided it. Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman did not partake in that, but he avoided those. No, he did not partake. Because he was already aware that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that tarkul kitali fil fitnati khayrun wa anna al-firara min al-fitnati باتخاذ جنم في رؤوس الجبال خير من القتال فيها. They were also aware that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught them that الفرار, أن الفرار من الفتن. Now running away. I've always ever said it. When fitna comes, run away. Don't wait. Avoid. Keep away. So they had learned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them that أَنَّ الْفِرَارَ مِنَ الْفِتْنَةِ, that running away and avoiding fitna بِاتِّخَاذِ غَنَمٍ فِي رُؤُوسِ الْجِبَالِ, by becoming a herdsman, go and become a herdsman, gather some sheep, run to the mountains, that is, avoid the cities where the Satan concentrates. Go to the hinterland. In some hadith, he told us, either take a farmland too. So don't say, oh, they are encouraging that everybody should be herdsmen, Abi. So, to bashiko okolo maro loma aro konu oko khairun laka min al-fitan. The Prophet said so, ko alayhi salam. We read that in the last class. So if it is that you have a farmland somewhere, oko waju, ma loko waju. If in your oko waju, as they call it, you have some goats there, go and be staying with your goats. Get busy with something else. Don't get busy in the middle of the city with fitan. Don't. May Allah protect all of us. So do this, khairun min al-kitali fiha. Is better for you than fighting in the fitna. Wakanahihi. Likewise, they understood the Prophet prohibiting them. Liman nahahu anil kitali fiha. Because he had always prohibited them from fighting inside fitna. Wa amruhu bittikhadhi sayfin min khashabin. The Prophet also commanded them, bittikhadhi sayfin min khashab, that they should rather go and take a sword from wood. In the hadith of Abu Huraira and Abu Bakr, what did he say we should do? If you have a sword at home, get that sword, get a stone and hit the sword. Hit the sword with your stone, the blade of the sword. Hit it, so that it stops being a blade. If it stops being a blade, what does that guarantee? It guarantees that you will not participate in that battle. But once you still have a sword and you are looking at it every day, you may be moved to say, if somebody nears me, I'm not a participant. May Allah protect all of us. This is the basic rule regarding the fitan. Don't participate in it. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said, المشروع ترك القتال في الفتنة كما جاءت به النصوص الكثيرة المشهورة كما فعله من فعله من القائدين عن القتال لإخبار النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن ترك القتال في الفتنة خير وأن الفرار من الفتنة باتخاذ غنم في رؤوس الجبال خير من القتال فيها وكنهيه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لمن نهاه عن القتال فيها وأمره باتخاذ سيف من خشب. I hope that this is clear, cool. The Sheikh went further and then cited one of the scholars amongst the Tabi'un, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin. He says, وعن ابن سيرين قال. Al-Imam ibn Sirin رحمه الله was from amongst the Tabi'un. We know that is from amongst the students of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه. He said, حاجة الفتنة, حاجة الفتنة. The fitna became overblown. Everything started and there was confusion everywhere. حاجة الفتنة. At that time when there was fitna spreading, destroying things everywhere, he said, rahimahullah, wa ashabu rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asharatu alaf. At that time, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum, they were about 10,000 still alive. Fama hadara fiha mi'ah. Not up to 100 of them participated when the fitna was tough, rowdy, destructive. We had about 10,000 companions, not up to 100 got involved. Radiallahu anhu. Bal lam yablugu 30. Did I say 100? No. They didn't even get up to 30. Those amongst the companions who participated, they were not up to 30. Radiallahu anhu. Another tabi, al-Imam Amir al-Sha'bi, he said something similar to that. He said, Billahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. This is mentioned by Imam al-Tabari in his book, Tarikh al-Umam wal-Mamluk. تاريخ الأمم والمملوك. عن علماء سيد إسناد الصحيح. الإمام عامر ابن شرحيل الشعبي رحمه الله also a tabi'i. So at least he had hadith from Ali ibn Abi Talib. That one is sahih. Imam al-Shabi had hadith from Ali ibn Abi Talib and others amongst the companions. He was a scholar of fiqh and sunnah and hadith. Imam al-Shabi. He says, Billahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. I swear by Allah, besides whom no one deserves to be worshipped. Ma nahada fi tilka al-fitnati illa sittatu badriyyin. No one had a head, no one raised his head during the fitna, except like six amongst those who partook in Badr. How many of them were in Badr? About 313 or 320. He said, from these 313, about six of them were involved. And you can count them. In that week or two, Al-Jamal, you mentioned Aisha. She was there, she came. She wasn't intent to fight anybody. They came to meet her there. That was why it was called Al-Jamal Kokh, because of the camel that she was riding. She came there, radiallahu anha. Zubair ibn Awam was there. Who again? Talha ibn Ubaidillah was there. Who again came? Tijamal. Likewise, Sifi. And few of them. Radiallahu anhu. From among those who participate in Badr, only six of them. Ma lahum sabi'uhum. They did not have a seventh person. Aw sab'atun ma lahum thaminun. All that they were seven, not an eighth was there. Very few, either six, not reaching seven at all, or seven, and without an eighth from amongst them. Amongst the scholars, amongst the Sahaba, amongst the Badriyun, either six or seven. Otherwise, the large bulk of them were avoiding this fitna. This is what young people, Muslims, now say, hey, we know go Greek, I'll fight you. The companions upon whose feet you say you want to follow, they were avoiding fitna. They went away. These people who were mentioned did not want the fitna. The people brought fitna to them, they avoided it. Radiallahu anhu. Avoid fitna. Ma asafu fitna. May Allah protect all of us. So Abdullah Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah said, Hajatil fitnatu wa ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asharatu ala. When the fitna became turbulent, the companions of the Messenger radiallahu anhum, they were about 10,000. Fama hadara fiha mi'atun. Not up to 100 participated in it. Bal lam yablugu 30. I said 100. In fact, they did not even get up to 30. Rawahu al-Khallal. Al-Imam Abu Bakr al-Khallal reported this in his book As-Sunnah. These are books that our younger brothers too should pay attention to. These books of Sunnah, Al-Ibana, As-Sunnah, different books, Kitab al-Tawheed ibn Khuzaymah. These are major sources of the books of Aqidah upon the manhaj of Salaf al-Salih. Pay attention to them. Reduce your attention for Facebook. They close Twitter. May Allah protect all of us. I hope that they close Facebook too, so that some of the brothers will close their accounts on Facebook and then they will face these books, especially the younger brothers who think that they are superpowers in fitan. We read in this book by Sheikh Salim, by Sheikh Suleiman al-Rahim, no reasonable person feels strong in the face of fitan. Olok olok akaki idojuko fitina. Fitina ama so akoni dole. Ama so jodmadi alai maka. So if you think that you are strong as a young person, you are in fitna, it means that something is wrong with your mind. Otherwise, you will not be in front of the fitna. Why? Sometimes even people avoid Satan. So if you don't avoid Satan, who are you? Say the ruling by yourself. May Allah protect all of us. This sheikh says, Hafizahullah, this matter that I have explained, says, وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ يَجِبُ ضَبْتُهُ. This matter, what I've explained now, don't participate to kill the people in Fitan, to fight in Fitan. It requires further explanation. He says, Hafizahullah, وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ يَجِبُ ضَبْتُهُ لأن هناك من لبس أو لبس عليه فجعل القتال المشروع من قتال الفتن. He says, رحمه حفظه الله, the reason I say that not fighting in fitan requires explanation. If I say don't fight during fitan, it requires explanation. Why? Fighting has different forms. So what does it mean to say fighting during fitna? It means it requires explanation. What is the fitna? What is the fight of fitna that you are saying we should not participate? Doesn't it require definition? He wants to define it. What is that clash, the fitna, the fight in fitna that the Muslim should not participate? The person of sunnah should avoid. What does that mean? The reason he said that requires explanation is that he says, لِأَنَّ هُنَاكَ مَنْ لَبَّسَ. Because some people go on to mix up the whole matter. Or they got him to mix up the issue. He himself mixes them up. Or the matters were mixed up and introduced to him. He was giving mixed up explanation. So he began to take this for that. He wasn't able to separate and know what the difference between these matters are. فَجَعَلَ الْكِتَالَ الْمَشْرُوعَ. This person began to consider the fighting that is lawful. Min qital al-fitan. He began to consider lawful fight as from the fight of fitan. There is lawful fight. There is the fight of fitna. Now, because we say don't fight during fitan, some people became confused and got confused explanations. And they began to mix up between the fight that is lawful and the one that is not a law. They mix up the two. Let me give us one example from that same verse that we have read. There are two types of fights in that verse. One is lawful, one is unlawful. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا أَوْ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا. When any of the two groups amongst the believing people, they have a fight, the war, iqtital. He says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. We said, he did not tell us to join any of the parties, so don't join. This is one war. Two Muslim groups are at, they are each other's necks. Don't join any of them. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. What you should rather do is reconcile between them. What then did he say afterwards? He wants to tell us about the second kind of war, the second battle now. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. After Islam, بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا. One of the parties said, we no go agree. And he starts to fight the other. This is aggression now. This is قِتَالُ الْبُغَى. Fighting aggressors. What did he say after that? فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي تَبْغِي. Fight this one that is becoming aggressive. Have two words been mentioned in this verse or not? In one of them, he said, don't join them, make Islam. The second one, he said, fight. Some of the people go on to mix the two. There are two battles mentioned in that verse. Is it clear to us? وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا. This first qital. First iqtital. He didn't say join any of the parties. What did he say we should do? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. Make Islah. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ after Islah or during Islah, we will not do this, we will not do this, we will not, everybody agree, stop fighting, do this, do that, that. We all agree. بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. طَائِفَةً. Another group make bug you upon the other one. in aggression, in oppression. Fight this Alati Tabugi Hatta Tafi'a ila Amrillah, until they will return to the orders of Allah. Until they will return. So the fight is for the purpose that the one who is aggressing should return to Sulhu. Should return to Sulhu. But some of the people mix up between the two and they are different. I hope that is clear to us. So this sheikh says, وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ يَجِبُ ضَبْتُهُ لِأَنَّ هُنَاكَ مَنْ لَبَّسَ أَوْ لُبِّسَ عَلَيْهِ فجعل القتال المشروع من قتال الفتن ومن ذلك from those kinds of mix up is جعل قتال الخوارج باللسان والسنان من قتال الفتن من ذلك from those kinds of mix up that the people have mixed up is جعل قتال الخوارج باللسان والسنان considering the fight considering fighting the خوارج باللسان والسنان with our tongues and our weapons, min kitali fitan. Some people count that as from the fight of fitan. Oh. So there's one fight now, he's telling us that it is not fight of fitan. What fight is that? Fighting the Khawarij. Who are the Khawarij? The Khawarij are those who rise against constituted authority. Simply put, that's where that name has come from. Kharaju yakhrujuna alal muslimi. They rise against the rest of the Muslims. The rest of the Muslims are all agreed. They have a leader. Their leader, for example, is President Muhammadu Buhari. Some of them say, we know Oguri-Giri. We want to fight him. Let him go away. These people are making khuruj ala wali al-am. Notice Muslimi, get your ear, okay? If you have constituted authority in Islam, you don't rise up against him. So this noise of somebody must go, Jekyori, Raupe Muslimi, you must not be a party to it. You should go where? You are inviting to anarchy because nobody will come, who then will take over from him? So each time there's a leader, like the companions, like Anas bin Malik said, each time there's a leader and he does something we don't like, we remove him. Ibn Umar said that too. He says, stop this, all Muslims. This is not from our way. It is the way of the Turkish Byzantine Empire. It is not the way of Islam. What the messenger said to us is, when the leader does something we don't like, we should be patient with him, number one. We should pray that Allah guides him, number two. We should look for ways of advising him. Not publicly, if we have access to him. Number three, don't put up resistance unless it is regarding disobedience to Allah. If he says, observe Salah now, don't come out, observe Salah in your house. Don't observe Salah at all. You must look for ways of observing that Salah. If it is not that he is commanding you in something that is haram, you must follow him. If he says don't use Twitter again, don't use Twitter. Muslimi, get your ear open. I'm not talking about democracy or some human rights. I'm talking about Allah's order to you now. When your leader commands, you obey him. He's the one that Allah has placed over you. In many countries of the world, these things are not as free as you think. You think Twitter is free everywhere in the world? Many of the people say some of what they say because they only assume that they are civil and they are far away from civility. People talk as if they have traveled all over the world and they have not gone anywhere. They are still within their villages, tweeting from inside their village. In many parts of the world, these things are not as free as you think. In the UAE here, you cannot make a WhatsApp call. United Arab Emirates, go and find out. You can't make a WhatsApp call voice. You can't make a WhatsApp call video. In Saudi Arabia, you can't make a WhatsApp call. The same thing in Qatar. In many of the countries. In Egypt, it's like that. You can't make a WhatsApp call. You can't make a WhatsApp video call. Go and find out. There are people who have not risen against government. And all these things have been placed for the sake, for public security and safety. So that less than 1 million, all those people on Twitter in Nigeria, are they more than 1 million? I mean those speaking against government and attacking the institutions of governance, who are encouraging public insecurity. Are they up to 1 million? They are not up to 1 million. Because some of the people have multiple accounts. 1 million will bring 200 million into trouble. What should we do to the 1 million? Silence the 1 million. So that the 199 million can know peace. It's as reasonable as anything. Every security conscious country in the world does this kind of a thing. Go out, go and find out. If you reach China, will you be making Twitter? If an Igbo man goes to buy spare parts in China, will he tweet in Igbo in China? Will he rise against Chinese government? Rise against Chinese government. Seven billion Leni. Percentiles of more. Rise against Chinese government. So for us in our own country, it is leverage, privilege taken too far. The government should have been doing this thing even without telling us. By way of protecting us, they would have been doing all these restrictions long ago. It is there in other countries. They say stop Twitter because some people want to use it to cause anarchy in the country. You say no, you no go agree. Who are you? You are just one out of 220 million Nigerians. You alone, one you. And that your freedom is becoming insecurity for the rest of the people. You should be isolated. So in our own country, it is privilege taken too far, oh dear brothers. It's privilege taken too far. Before now, so what have you done? In what way is your use of the Twitter contributing to security in the country? Your own. You that you don't want it controlled. Tell me how your use of Twitter has contributed to security of the people. Has it contributed? Let's think like this. Is your use of Twitter contributing to safety, public safety? If it is not contributing to it, does it then become unreasonable that you are controlled for public safety? Those who rise, the point here is those who rise against constituted authority are the Kharijiyya. They are referred to as the Khawarij in Islam. When you carry the arms against government, then the government will fight you. This is lawful fight in Islam. This Sheikh is explaining to us. Lawful fight, people think that it's unlawful. Or that people think that it's from Qital al-Fitan. When people carry weapons against government, it is lawful that government fights those people. That kind of Qital is lawful. I hope that it is clear. The Sheikh says, وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ جَعْلُ قِتَالِ الْخَوَارِجِ بِاللِّسَانِ وَالسِّنَانِ. From the confusion people have is to consider fighting the Khawarij. Who are the Khawarij? Those who rise against constituted authority. Fighting them بِاللِّسَانِ وَالسِّنَانِ. Fighting them with lisan, our tongues, وَالسِّنَانِ, and weapons. مِنْ قِتَالِ الْفِتَانِ. Some people mistakenly add it as from the fight in the times of Fitna. فَإِنَّمَا حَدَثَتْ أَحْدَاثُ التَّفْجِيرِ وَالتَّدْمِيرِ فِي بِلَادِنَا. Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhayli said, when the troubles, the occurrences of التَّفْجِيرِ وَالتَّدْمِيرِ, blowing up places and causing confusion. You know, in Saudi Arabia there was a time some of the young people who had these ideas of the Khawarij, They were bombing places all around. This stuff deal, bombing and tadmir, causing turbulence and disaffection in the place. It happened a lot in Saudi Arabia in that time. I think in the last 10 years, one took place in Riyadh. I think even 3-4 years ago, there was one in Makkah, two in Medina, in Ramadan. I hope that we remember those incidents. The Sheikh says, when these things happen, هُنَاكَ مَنْ وَقَفَ مَوْكِفَ السَّاكِتِ. There were those who took the position of silence. Ah, they say this is fitna, don't speak about it. وَقَالَ فِتْنَةٌ. It's fitna, fitna. لَا نَخُوذُ فِيهَا. We'll not partake, we'll not talk about it. We'll not talk about it. The Sheikh says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ جَعْلَ كِتَالَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُخَرَّبِينَ مِنْ كِتَالِ الْفِتْنَةِ الَّذِي يُجْتَنَبْ. There are those who count fighting these al-mukharrabin, al-mukharribin, those who destroy things, mukharribin, kharb, those who bring destruction, fighting them. Some people think that it is from the qital of fitan, it is from the aspect of fighting during fitna. They think that that is true. Let me ask us here, is it true? Fighting those who are making suicide bombing and all this, and who carry arms against government, fighting them. Is it from qital al-fitna? Who will tell me? Is it from qital al-fitna? No. Or yes? Afa Lautek, is it from qital al-fitna? Yes or no? Or yes or no? Is fighting those who carry arms against government from qital al-fitna? Who is answering no here? You. Who said no? Not. Who said no around you? No. Why is it not from qital al-fitna? Because this is qital al-khawarij. This is fighting those who rise against constituted authority. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us, man ataku, anyone who comes to you, wa amrukun jamu'un inda ahadin minkum, and your affairs is joined, agreed upon to one of you as your leader, yuridu an yufarriqa aw yuridu an yukassira asakum aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, he wants to break your staff, that is your oneness. He says, faqtuluhu ka'inun man kana. Kill that person, anyone who comes. When you have a single leader amongst you, he wants to break that single unit of leadership. The Prophet Muhammad, he said, that one, take him away, take him off. So when some people say, oh, we don't agree, so these are the rulings in our own religion, Islam. We are not talking about Yoruba or Hausa or Igbo or Fulani. Islam says that when there is a unit leader, don't come to disrupt this leadership and put us into anarchy. Don't. So he said, in their own country, when people began to bomb, do you say we don't want it, we don't say. Some people are saying, no, this is fitna, fitna. So speak against these ones. During Ramadan, the last Ramadan, we were in Makkah, Bismillah. Many of our governors were walking on the street. They were not looking back and forth. I did not hear, I saw them. One of them, I was patting him at the back because he was wearing a face mask, but I recognized him from his forehead. I just took towards him. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. I said, you are the governor of so-so. He said, yes. I said, Jazakallahu khairah. I said a few words to him. Will he sit down that someone passed him in this country? You can't even come near him. We shook our hands. 2 days later, we saw again after Fajr. He said, hey, my friend. He greeted me. I greeted him. We've become friends, go. Wallahi la ilaha illallah. The day we ended Ramadan, the 30th of Ramadan, I was sitting there inside the masjid. He passed in front of me. He saw me say, Sheikh! Sheikh! He was beating me. Hey, hey. You know how that is possible? He is not afraid that something can happen to him. And the reason that it's like that is that the country where we are in here does not tolerate anything. No. Some young boys who collect money from US will be claiming that they have been shot by the feet. No, that one is not there in Saudi Arabia. Say when you bomb all that thing, they will tell you kata kata yare asulabare onimavitoa. One of the rulers said some years ago, he said, I want to warn everybody. We want peace in our country. Don't disrupt our governance. So most likely I'm going to rule for 50 years because we have a history of long life in our family. If I catch you, I will put you in the prison for as long as I'm ruling. What is the meaning of that? Yes, their security apparatus is one of the best in the world. Saudi Arabia, if it is possible that they can arrest you for coughing, they will arrest you. So there is safety. I saw many governors. They are walking freely. I say, see you. Safety. So why is it that in the country when they walk, about 50, 100 police, army, PSS, SSS, DCC. That's why when there is Islam, there is Amr. He says, فَلِيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ أَلَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ. So who brings security? What will you do for him to give you security? Ibadah. Make tawheed of Allah, you get security. Not just that. Allah will give you food. Allah will buy it. So you are far away. Everybody is teaching the next person. We observe Salah, everybody is sitting the next person, even in the political structure. The next person is sitting the next one. Say, when you say, oh guy, you are cheating, say, manage it like that. So you will cheat the next one. When you say, oh guy, you are cheating, manage it like that. And managing the cheating goes down like that. When the government, I just went to pray my own gym and you, finish Salat al-Juma in one of the southwestern states. So somebody was coming to meet us in that masjid. So that was how I knew what I want to say now. I didn't go there any law, any attorney, anybody in government. We don't have any issue. I'm just going my own. Yeah. So a government was celebrating some years of governance. You know that. One of the southwestern states. So after Juma, there was a small gathering for Awafa on Babali Mamu. They put some money in envelopes. And they said, when the government official who came, he drove out. You know, security, oh, they ran away. They gave money to some people to share. Envelopes. They gave this one. They gave this one. Gave this. After the Awafa. The next day, they gave this one, gave this one, this one. They just pack everything, put away, and they left. Those people distributing. They just packed everything and left. So the people say, where is our own? Wait, hey, hey, we are coming. Rice, he say, cooked rice. The same thing happened to it. They were distributing. They gave this one, gave this one, gave this one, gave this one. After that, they ran away with the rest. You say Buhari is not good. You walk and go Osunwa. When you Buhari, you walk and go Osunwa. Onisha, one man alone in here, one back, he said, yeah. How many people who are artisans don't cheat people they work with? You say Buhari is not good. You, who are you? You yourself, who are you? Just go around. Go around. Tell him mold 100 blocks, he can mold 50. All those people driving Koropay, how are they to those who own those Koropay, those small buses? Do they discharge as agreed? All those people riding bicycles, do they discharge as agreed? He says it is Buhari that is the problem. You too, you are problem squared. Or sort, square root of problem. May Allah protect all of us. When a people rise against their government, they suffer. Don't rise against government. This is what we will be shouting. Don't rise against. There is nowhere people have risen against government where they are not suffering. Libya is still suffering till today. Since after Muammar Gaddafi, Qaddafi. Iraq is still in it. Syria is in it. Yemen is in it. Tunisia is in it. Just count, go back. When people rise against the government, they suffer. Ejakuroma balobai, wekwa. We should be begging Allah and trying to rectify ourselves. Don't rise against constituted authority. When you rise against constituted authority, it is lawful in Islam for constituted authority to fight you. Fighting you in that sense is not counted as from Kitab al-Fitna. I hope that it is clear. The Sheikh said when division, blowing up, and all of this occurred in their own times, some people were saying that this is fitna. The Sheikh says, Inna Kitab al-Fitan listed the fight of fitan that the Sharia has predicted us to join. It is what الذي يقع بين طائفتين من المسلمين لكل منهما شبهة وتعويل له وجه. What is قتال الفتن? قتال الفتن هو القتال الذي يقع بين طائفتين من المسلمين لكل منهما شبهة وتعويل له وجه. What is قتال الفتن? Fighting in the times of fitna that we must avoid is a fight that happens بين طائفتين من المسلمين between two groups of Muslims. لكل منهما شبهة وتأويل. Each of them, each of both sides has شبهة, some sort of an ambiguity. وتأويل, or some sort of an interpretation. له وجه, that has some sort of an acceptance. Two groups of Muslims. Between, one is saying, for example, the fitna between, in the time of the fitna of Siffin, when those behind Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan were at war at Siffin with those behind Ali ibn Abi Talib. The basic issue was, those behind Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan insist that those who killed Uthman ibn Affan should be searched for, and the appropriate sections of the law should be applied regarding them. Is that right or not? It is ta'wil, lahu wajhun. It's an interpretation. It has an acceptance of a sort in the Sharia. Ali ibn Abi Talib is of the view that if we don't know these people specifically except the heads amongst them, and there is widespread insecurity, let us allow the place, the country, the region to be settled, the community to be settled, and then we will easily pick out those people and apply the appropriate sections of the law. Does that have a wajh or not in the Sharia? Because the Prophet did that too, alayhi salatu wasalam, during Qisatul Ifk. Wasn't it clear that it was Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul who was the head of those who started the ifk, the false accusation against Aisha? Was it not clear that it was Ibn Ubay ibn Salul? Meanwhile, during the battle of Uhud, about a third of the army came from him, from amongst the people. And they were discussing amongst themselves to make Ibn Ubay ibn Salul the king, so that they can remove the Messenger alayhi salatu. So how will it be if the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, you are the one who abused my wife, or you take him and kill him? What will happen in the community? Oh. Some people say, Baba Buhari is too slow. Some people cannot be class monitors. They are abusing a man who had been a GOC. You know what it means to command 10,000 soldiers? A GOC. He was a GOC. Buhari was GOC. Say, Buhari is too slow. He knows what you don't know. That was why. If you are in office, it is different from where you are not there. If you are not there, you may be thinking that the problem should be solved in this way. The one who is in office knows that, that one you are saying is not a solution. Don't start it. You will sink the boat. You will not think that he doesn't know. He knows more than you. The information he has from different security sources, known and unknown, there are many. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was of the opinion that those who killed Uthman should be sought. We must look for them. This was the basis of the fitna. So this kind of a fitna is a fitna that they were saying that the companions were not taking a part of it. You understand now? Why is it like that? It is between two groups of Muslims. Each of them has a view regarding a matter. And this position has a place in the Sharia. This one has a view. It has a place in the Sharia. This one has another view. That view too has a place in the Sharia. Don't participate in this battle. We'll come back to it. This Sheikh mentioned it. It can also be with Lisan. Sheikh Lagwaja said this is the position that is correct in the Sharia. Dr. Tamadu says that this is the position that is permissible in the Sharia. And then there's a fitna, rod, akhzu and rod. When you are contributing with your mouth, be careful. That one is also common, Abi. It's in alone now. The Sheikh will address it. So when Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan became Amirul Mu'minin, he saw that the view of Ali ibn Abi Talib was correct. He just started saying, no, if we say we want to look for this tonight, it will cause trouble. How is that? So that's why during fitan, don't participate. Let the matter be clear. Don't participate. So kitab al-fitan is al-kitab al-ladhi yaqa'u bayna ta'ifatayn min al-muslimin. Kitab al-fitan is the fighting that happens between two groups amongst the Muslims. لِكُلِّن مِنْهُمَا شُبْهَةٌ. Each of the group has a shubha, some sort of things that are not clear. وَتَعْوِيلٌ لَهُ وَجْهٌ. And some sort of an interpretation in the Sharia that has a place in the Sharia itself. This kind of battle between two groups of Muslims is referred to as what? قِتَالُ الْفِتَنِ. Others amongst the ulama say, قِتَالُ الْفِتَنِ هُوَ قِتَالُ الَّذِي لَا يَتَبَيَّنُ الْحَقُّ فِيهِ. Kitab al-fitan is the fitan when the truth regarding what is the correct position will not be clear. This group says this, the other group says this. You want to know which of them is right. It's not clear to you. Na fitna. Aw fi gayatin ghayri mashru'a. Kitab al-fitan is also mentioned when it has to do with a goal that the Sharia prohibits. It's kitab al-fitan. Two groups of Muslims are fighting for something that overall goal is unlawful in Islam. Don't join any of the two. Most of the fight of towns come under this category. Or kitalun ala zulmin, or fighting over a wrongdoing, a fight of injustice. The injustice may be clear. Don't join. Don't join in a fight of injustice. Don't join to establish injustice. Don't join to establish a wrongdoing. Don't join even when the goal is not even clear. Don't join. Don't join two groups of Muslims fighting. Each of them has a position. When you listen to this, you say, and he has a position. When you listen to this, you say, it has a position. So you, where will you be? Move back. Don't join fitna. Some people who are in the fitna will now be telling you, you should join the fitna. Join. Say something. Explain. Hey. Because they want the chaos and anarchy to increase. They will shout, let him join. You to explain. You to do one particular lecture. Tell us all the mistakes. Tell us all the error. Tell us all the fitna. Only fitna. Owa ni kura. Don't mind him. Maftun. So that is the meaning of Kitalul Fitan. Yaqulu Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah said, فالفتن مثل الحروب التي تكون بين ملوك المسلمين. He said Rahimahullah, الفتن مثل الحروب. Trials, tribulations, such as the wars, التي تكون بين ملوك المسلمين, that happens between the kings amongst Muslims. For example, king of country A, king of country B. وطوائف المسلمين, or groups of Muslims, group A, B, C, D, E. These kinds of wars. مع أن كل واحدة من الطائفتين, even though each of these groups amongst the feuding parties at war, ملتزمة لشرائع الإسلام, they stick to the tenets of Islam. In country A, they stick to the tenets of Islam. In country B, they stick to the tenets of Islam. What are they fighting over? Issues best known to the leadership. مثل ما كان أهل الجمل والصفين, like what happened between the people of Jamal. We explained that was when Aisha radiallahu anha, Talha ibn Ubaidillah, and Zubair ibn Awam went to Basra, also regarding the killing of Uthman from Mecca. So why the people, most of them came from Basra and Kufa at the time. So let's go and be sure that these people are picked out. Meanwhile, Ali ibn Abi Talib was in Medina. That's why those who want to say that they want to support public protest, when they cite this thing, we laugh at them. If it was a rise against the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib, they were in Mecca. Ali ibn Abi Talib, the leader at the time, was in Medina. They went to Basra. If they are rising against constitutional authority, where should they go to? Likewise in Al-Siffin, it was between Ta'ifataini, Azimataini min al-Muslimin. These kinds of battles. The Sheikh says, وَإِنَّمَا اِكْتَتَلُوا لِشُبَهٍ وَأُمُورٍ عُرِبَتْ. The reason why those battles took place were that لِشُبَهٍ, some sort of unclarity from either of the sides. وَأُمُورٍ عُرِبَتْ, and some things that just occurred. So these are what we refer to as what? Kitalul Fitan. Kitalul Fitan is the kital between two groups of Muslims. That was the first one in Surah Al-Hujurat. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا. What should you do in that circumstance? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Don't join them. So when all these things happened, there was that kital, as kitalul fitan, between two groups of Muslims. وَأَمَّا كِتَالُ الْخَوَارِجِ, but fighting those who are rebels insurgents against constituted authority, wamani izzakah, and those people who refuse to pay zakah during the khilafah of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, wa ahli al-Ta'if al-Ladina lam yakunu yuharrimun al-riba, and some people who lived in Ta'if, who at that time they did not cease to say and prohibit that riba is haram. Fahaula, these kinds of people, yuqataluna hatta yudkhalu fi shara'i thabitati an an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These groups of people will be fought until they are brought back into the lawful legislations by the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Do we know the difference between qital al-fitan now and the qital that is not qital al-fitan? There is difference. Qital al-fitan, two groups of Muslims. Or some people are at war. The goal for that war itself is an unlawful goal. It is qital al-fitna, I don't contribute. But when the people take up insurgents and rise against constituted authority, fight them. This one is lawful qital. May Allah protect all of us. We are not saying fight them. You people here, go and fight them. Government has agencies that does those kind of things. The reason I'm saying is that some people can say, hey, Sheikh, Ustaz, Fadila to Sheikh, are you not saying that we too should be fighting? I did not send you that one. We are saying that it is lawful for government to do so. I hope that it is clear. We are in a generation where you have to be very clear. For me, that is the meaning of Sisoros, okay? So you say, Shishalayin, so that everything is clear. Latubayinunnahu linnas. So the Sheikh says, I will conclude with that. Wa min kitalil fitani bil lisan. From the aspects of fighting during the times of fitna. Fighting during the time of fitna is usually between which group and which group? Two groups of Muslims. This one has one shubha or ta'wil. This one has one shubha or what? Or ta'wil. It can also be with the tongue. How can I let it buy or rohen lo buy? How can I let it buy or rohen lo buy? How far can I buy? How far can I buy? So one group can abuse the other. I find you make you the other one to abuse. I find you if you make you that's bagadadi. That qital will start bil lisan. Fighting will start with the tongue. You'll be abusing yourself. We are not talking about, let me explain that one too. The one who is clearly a zindiq. That one is not qital fil fitna. It is qital li izalati al fitna. It is fighting to remove that his fitna. لماذا؟ لأنه خارجي يخرج على سائر المسلمين. This is خارجي. It's a rebel. That one abusing companions is a rebel. It's rebelling against the rest of the Muslims. You think khuruj is just against constituted authority? Somebody can make khuruj against the rest of the Muslims. How? By preaching an aqidah that contradicts the aqidah of Islam. He is khariji. People like that, the government should arrest them and imprison them. If it were in the places where government is well established upon Sharia, they will be arrested and put in the prison. Why? Kharaju ala sa'ir al-Muslimin. This is khuruj. It's khariji too, from this sense. Wa min qital al-fitan bil-lisan. From the aspects of fighting in fitna with the tongue. Ma yaqa'u bayna ahli al-haqqi min al-ikhtilaf. The kind of difference that happens amongst the scholars of truth, the people of truth, when they differ, qital al-fitna can happen. We know this man, we don't know him except with haqq and sunnah. We know this one, we don't know him except with haqq and sunnah. Then there is crossfire. Usually between students. Students are those who fan the embers of these kinds of fitan. May Allah protect all of us. يَكُونُ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنَ الْمُقْتَلِفَيْنِ فِيهِ تَعْوِيلٌ سَائِغٌ مَا سَلَامَةِ الْأُصُولِ. Both parties, each of them, لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنَ الْمُقْتَلِفَيْنِ, From among the two groups infused, each of them has what? Tawilun Sa'igun. Some sort of an interpretation. The last one that just happened that was a bit hot. Can a woman who is pregnant, how will she fast in Ramadan? Is she going to make fidya or she's going to make qada'u? And then some. Why all this? Why? Ma salamatil usul. Both parties are picking their statements from what some scholars have said. From Kitab and Sunnah. The usul is the same. Why the war? Why? Fahada, how do you handle this kind of a situation? Yukarraru fihi al-haqqa bidalilihi. Each person will be saying the truth with the proof. This is the evidence you say, oh. This is the evidence you say, oh. There is Asar of Abdullah ibn Umar, you say. There is Asar of Abdullah ibn Abbas, you say. We don't know anyone amongst the companions who has said any other thing. This is where we are standing, because it is the view of the companions. We are standing here. The other one says, no. Some others amongst the scholars say this. They quote one verse of the Quran. They quote one hadith. And it should just be like that. No war, no trouble. يُقَرَّرُ فِيهِ الْحَقَّ بِدَلِيلِهِ. Each person will be affirming the truth upon its evidence. وَيُنْصَرُ الْحَقُّ. And the truth will be supported. وَيُوْذَرُ الْمُخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. Those people who have a different view from your own, you'll be saying, oh, when they say, one doctor said that there's a statement from Ali ibn Abi Talib, and then we went and searched the statement. He said, oh no, maybe he saw it from a book of fiqh. Because the statement is common from amongst the Hanafiya. They were citing Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the closest to that, from the statements of Ali ibn Abi Talib, has been referred to by Al-Imam ibn Hazm in Al-Muhalla. I will not say. I wasn't hearing anybody saying that. There's a near statement to that. But it is different. It is in Al-Muhalla ibn Hazm. Go back to it. You want to allow it. So I was just silent. People are not saying. But it is not that statement that they should make qada. That was not the statement from Ali ibn Abi Talib. But that statement was made. If a learned person says that because he saw that in a book of fiqh, and it is actually in the books of fiqh, it is in Al-Mabsut by Imam Sarasti. Among the Hanafiya, or Sarkhasi, among the Hanafiya, it's in his book that Ali ibn Abi Talib said that if a woman is pregnant, she should make qada after Ramadan. So if a learned person reads that and says Ali ibn Abi Talib says that they should make qada after Ramadan, you think he does not know what he's saying? The best of what you say, the worst of what you say happened to him is wahmu. He said he misconstrued it, he took that was right. Although amongst the scholars of hadith, that is blamable. You don't take an asar without going to the masdar. It's in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah. Many of those shabab on Facebook, they are just quoting Ibn Abi Shaybah. They don't go back to look for it. They are just saying Musannaf Abdul Razak. They don't go back. Many don't have Musannaf Abdul Razak. Recently, someone was calling me regarding a hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud. Wallahi, and Sunan al-Nasai. I say, go back to Sunan. I now ask him. Do you have Sunan Abi Dawud? He said, no, sir. You have Sunan Nasa'i? He said, no, sir. I was annoyed. If you know me, I'll be annoyed. Kilo one, sir, fa, lelori. Kilo sama, kilo lelori. Oh, this Sunan Abi Dawud, this Sunan Nasa'i. Kini filare, to nge. Oye, kak ba filan lo, or kapi fo, Sunan Abi Dawud. It is the same price. We will just beg Abu Huzaifa when he goes to Kano, he should sell the cap and help him to buy Sunan Abi Dawud. Oh, get it, like, ni Sunan Abi Dawud, unle. You are making one it here. Kilo on what, of insult on only Facebook. No Sunan Abi Dawud. No Musannaf Abdul Razak. No Musannaf Ibn Abi Shaybah. No Sunan al-Kubra. What are you looking at? No Mustadrak Hakim. No Sahih Ibn Hibban. Where are you taking your knowledge from? And don't say you have it on Shamila, because that is not having it. If you say it's on Shamila, you have it. Do you have it if it's on Shamila? Answer me. So to ni to ba wa lori shamila. All these things software and to ba omo ki o je niyan, these are the things that are spoiling the students. Shamila, go and look for the book and buy. In those days when you cannot afford books, the entire community will come together to establish a library for the city. It is not case shamila local. If you don't have sufficient books with any one of you, where you can use his library, the entire people, you are going to take any library, central library for Salafis. You have a library, everybody, Salafi, you want to read, go and read there. Any book of Sunnah you want, you will see there. Kese Shamila Lukan. Those ones are from the Bab of Ma La Yudraku Kulluhu, La Yudraku Kulluhu. Our Saudi Sheikh, we turn them to the major works. Don't depend on Shamila. Don't. Go to public library. What I said is don't depend on Shamila. Some people, when they report it now, they will say, Abu Nasir say, don't use Shamila. And there is a difference between don't depend on Shamila and don't use Shamila. That is how some people's brain work. I'm not the first person who said so. From among those who said so was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. He said one of the problems in these times, fi naqli al-fatawa, in the way people cite what the scholars have said, is sumul fahmi naqil. The one who is making the naql, he does not understand what they said originally. He's coming to report to others. What will he report to them? You report error. Many of the fights on Facebook are because of this. When they report the statement of Dr. Lagbaja, they will not report it correctly. When they report the statement of Sheikh Lamadou and Lakasegbe, they will not report it correctly. That Sheikh will be saying, I didn't say so. They say, no, you said so. Ah, Sheikh, wallah, I didn't say so. Unless I bet, then you can. It's not funny. So when there's khilaf amongst the people of Haqq, يُقَرَّرُ فِيهِ الْحَقُّ بِدَلِيلِهِ. You should affirm the position of truth with the proof as it is clear to you. وَيُنْصَرُ الْحَقُّ. And the truth should be propagated. وَيُعْذَرُ الْمُخْتَلِفِينَ. وَيُعْذَرُ الْمُخْتَلِفُونَ. Those who oppose you should be given excuses. طَالِبُ الْإِلْمِ جَكِيْتِ رَوْبَّهُ. Those who differ from you, they did not say abuse them. They say look for excuse for them. Oh, there is a way the scholars do that. Oh, if you don't know it, don't abuse anybody. Say your own and go away. When I was saying that the sheikh, the doctor or anybody, perhaps he read it from the book and he did not go back to the master, it's enough excuse. And that is the most likely thing that happened. Because in the subsequent things that I heard afterwards, he did not say it again. It means that he has accepted. But when you abuse him, say, ah, like what you are, ni, ah, kinika, mamani, kinika, musiba, tiba. What's the essence of your da'wah? Say, musiba, ni, wawak, mini. Rahmatan lil alamin, lalong, kuya, nabi. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Ah, maru, aman, kiutye. So you give excuses to the learned person who has a different view from your own. Wahabihi tariq. The same way, no elderly person should be saying, fatwa alai maka. Don't use that kind of an expression. Fatwa itraje. Don't use that kind of an expression. When you discuss the matters of knowledge, don't say that to people so that you don't agitate a response that will embarrass you too. You wanna baba balaba. وهذه طريقة علماء الأمة الكبار. This is the way of our eminent big scholars in this ummah, قديما وحديثا, in the past and in the present. How? When there is khilaf, يقرر فيه الحق بالدليل. Affirm the truth with the proof. ويُنصر الحق. Popularize and propagate the truth. وَيُؤْذَرُ الْمُخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. Those who have a different view from your own, you give them what? Excuses. This is the way. Define the truth. Follow the truth. Popularize the truth. The other group, give them excuse. وَهَذِهِ طَرِيقَةُ عُلَمَاءِ الْأُمَّةِ الْكِبَارِ قَدِيمًا Hadith. We stop here today, inshallah. I hope that it is clear. Bismillah. If we have one or two questions, because the time is fast. Now, I mean, we want to doctor. The one who does not understand the Sharia sufficient. He is asking, someone said, the reason why the country is in this condition is that, oh, the president asked people to vote for him, and that we've been prohibited to ask for leadership. The one who asks for leadership will be left to himself. So that's why he's been left to himself. That is stage one. If you are prohibited from asking for leadership, and you ask for leadership and become a leader, is his leadership valid or not? If the leadership is valid, you have left that area of they want him to ask or not. You left that one. The next group of things that person should be wondering about is, what are his own duties towards the leader? You, who is giving fatwa now, that the one, not him, the person saying that, oh, Buhari has been left to his own affairs. Okay, as a follower of Buhari, what does the Sharia require from you regarding your leader? It says, does it say you should be cursing your leader? Does it say that you should refuse to obey him? Does the Sharia say you should make a jest of him? Does the Sharia allow you to ask for forgiveness for his sins or not? Does the Sharia allow you, in fact, compel you to pray for his success or not? So that explanation is null and void. There are similar things. It's not only on leadership. No two brothers should seek to marry a woman at the same time. لا يخطب أحدكم على قصبة أخيه. Your brother makes an khitbah to a sister. Oh, sister, I want to marry you. The sister says, Nam, I have accepted. Or the person went to the father or brother and made the khitbah through that way. And the woman has accepted the khitbah. The second brother came and made khitbah again, whether he knows or not. Whether the second brother knows or not. If he knows, it is a sin for him to make the khitbah. If he does not know, it is not a sin on him. So let's take the first case. When he knew, say, ah, but Sister Mutia, I don't know any Sister Mutia, I'm just giving an example. Ah, I love that sister. Like young people now in the university, they like jilbab. I like the way she's wearing jilbab. In fact, sister, oh, active back there. Oh, sorrow. Ha, it's all active, no wa. Amalua biniko, wow. Don't be deceived by activity. I tell you this. We have spent some tens of years on this matter now. May Allah protect all of us. So the brother started thinking, ah, subhanallah, la la la, and then he went to make khitbah. He knew. When he told, do you know what you have done? He's saying, I'm just hoping that Allah will forgive me. He says that he made the khitbah and the sister allowed and agreed to marry him. He has committed a sin, but is the marriage valid or not? The marriage is valid. The marriage is valid, but he has committed a sin. The issue with these kinds of marriages is that the consequence of the sin can come upon you later. What if he seeks forgiveness from Allah? He truly repents. Who can tell me that Allah will not forgive him? Somebody should raise up his hand. So, who can now tell that person that Major General Muhammadu Buhari retired, has not asked Allah to forgive him for asking for a position of authority, but let me be able to rule well, O Allah. The issue is that many times when we think about something, we don't think about it widely. People are usually parochial in their thoughts regarding these kinds of issues. Leaders are human beings like you. The way you commit your sin and say, Allah forgive me. Yes, they commit and say, Allah forgive us. I tell you this, many of them too are asking Allah to forgive them as you are asking Allah to forgive your own. So if you want Allah to forgive you your own, you don't want Allah to forgive them their own? May Allah forgive our leaders and guide them aright. We can take one more question, inshallah. Okay, one is on my hand. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would not have addressed this matter because it is off our discussion. But the person says, please discuss this issue because the person that is concerned is here. What can you say about a father that has stopped his daughter from using the face veil? I don't think anybody here will do that. But like we said, we are all human beings too. We rise and fall. Our iman rises and does what? Falls. People rise, people fall. Sometimes our iman in our heart will be like that. If we say, Allah, I want to see you now. People will think that, oh, subhanallah, iman is today. Sometimes, one brother said one day, his iman is slow. You know that somebody starts your knees in your moon is straight. May Allah protect us. So we are like this. The point here is that the iman rises and does what? Falls. So when it falls, many things can happen. And then nobody is free completely from fitan. I tell you this, fitna, trial, nobody is free from these kinds, different forms. The brother might have been thinking about some things he cannot imagine that he can think, and then he begins to say things he would not imagine that he would say. Otherwise, how will a brother who will come to sit here, or who is a regular person here, now could say, his child should remove a face veil. What will the girl gain if he orders her to remove the face veil? What will the girl gain? What will he gain? What will he gain? Just think about it. What will you gain? Just think of it. What will you gain? Even the celebrities who are removing everything, they have not gained anything. Celebrities who remove everything, they have not gained anything. They are struggling to survive. You don't know. Forget about what you are seeing on Twitter and Instagram. In the reality, they are suffering. Many of them can't keep marriages. They can't keep married. They can't stay under a husband. So why do you want to send your daughter backwards? This one does not need too much work. If she graduates from university, let her not wear niqab. So what? Will she be the first one who will graduate from university? I mean, most of those sisters sitting there in veil are graduates of university. Master's degree. There are some who are putting for PhD there. And they are still in veil. So if you think that your daughter will not succeed in life because she's wearing veil, I think it is still some thinking of olden days thinking. It's still in your mind. Otherwise, the world has moved ahead now. We have moved ahead. You still remain there. We have moved. Our own daughters and wives are wearing veil. They are able to do first, second, third degree, become professors, and nothing has happened. Because knowledge itself is valuable. Not because... Does somebody have to be a PhD just because he wants to walk? What is the value of knowledge itself? What the knowledge itself is a thing of value. If we have a sister there who has studied pedagogy, for example, what is pedagogy? Child upbringing. What can say about learning? Pedagogy means what? Child upbringing. How to be a teacher? Pedagogy. The science of pedagogy is the science of being a teacher. And she obtains a PhD in that. What it means is that she has improved upon her person in terms of being a teacher. So she can teach well because she has fully learned how to teach. So what does that say? She should remove niqab now. How does that connect? Say, oh, don't wear niqab. So no father who thinks well and wants good for his daughter, as far as the deen is concerned, and her bashfulness, should say that. We are surprised. This is taking us backwards. We have fought all these wars 20 years ago. Don't bring these wars again. I think that we live first. We have passed all these category level of ways. One father said, the sister, the girl should not wear niqab. We are looking for those who wear niqab. In fact, now our own children cannot marry people who are not wearing niqab. So if you want your children to marry people who have religion, inshallah, make her wear niqab. If I want niqab, I want more wow, nifel. One is already saying yes, yes, yes. Who gets it? I'll be here. Who gets it? Baba Alasa. When I said, we will not marry her if she's not wearing niqab, he said yes, yes. They are the new ones. I want to man who has got that and they love being the kind of here. So if I want to come and he fell. Just for, if you are not wearing the cup, forget it. Our children, when they come, we say, I let you see what the cup is. So go to Kai. Our boys don't want people to see the faces of their wives. So if you are not wearing the cup, you are bringing your daughter backwards. So, sorry, I don't know. Is it guy? Some guy in your affair? Ah, what about me? I think we can stop here, Ikhwa. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.